Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, I didn't know being nice to your neighbor's pet could land you in a setting the bar category, but here we are.
What happened?
Of course, we don't live in Switzerland either.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without unlawfully feeding your neighbor's cat, then you're doing okay.
That's against the law? To feed a neighbor's cat?
So, under Swiss law, cats are, quote, other people's property.
Sure.
And systematic feeding and giving a home to another person's cat is considered unlawful appropriation. In other words, not really enforced unless someone is basically taking over someone else's pet. That's where we are.
What happens about you keeping your pet on your property? And then you wouldn't have to worry about it.
All right. Well, this lady, she's 68. She found herself in court. Because she was accused of repeatedly feeding Leo.
How dare her?
Leo is her neighbor's cat, and the woman lives in the same building as Leo, and she hasn't just been, like, I guess, feeding Leo. She's let Leo come into the apartment. She even has added a little cat flap on her door so Leo could come and go as he pleases.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. Leo has taken a fancy to this lady.
Apparently she has better snacks.
Yeah. And so Leo's owner is not happy that Leo has stopped spending time in their own house.
But I'm going to point the finger then at Leo's mama. Like, what are you doing that you're letting Leo just roam about?
Over the course.
And go slumming.
Yeah, exactly. So over the course of 10 months, this Leo slowly determined, you know what? This nice lady, she's giving me better treats.
She's giving me more food. I'm going to go hang out over here.
So
listen, again, I'm just going to turn around and point the spotlight back at Leo's mom. Like, what are you doing? The Leo keeps sneaking out.
I guess.
To go over to that lady's house.
And Leo's hanging out more at this lady's house than their owners.
Why don't you have a conversation with the lady across the hall? You're obviously neighbors, and be like, hey, so if the neighbor doesn't mind, why don't you ask him, hey, Leo likes to hang out at your place a lot. Like, what are you feeding him? Like, he seems to like it. And then maybe you incorporate that in your own home.
This
doesn't have to be in court.
To assume that has already taken place to where Leo doesn't care about any of the conversations the humans are having.
I was going to say, did they have the conversations though? Or did Leo's mom just be like, I'm taking you to court?
So yeah. And listen,
like, this could be a lovely way that the neighbors get to know each other.
This is
Leo obviously loves both.
Part of the universal cat distribution system.
Sure.
You don't ever
truly own a cat?
Well, that. And you don't necessarily seek to go get a cat. They just find you.
Exactly. Yeah. And it sounds like Leo is a super friendly cat, likes that lady, and maybe mom should take a cue from Leo and go meet the neighbor and hang out a little bit
so
more.
Maybe the setting the bar story should be, if you can manage to make it through the day without making your living conditions for your poor Leo the cat so unlivable that he decides to
go slumming across the hall.
Go slumming across the hall, then you're doing okay.
Absolutely. This is not a setting the bar for the neighbor who's feeding nice Leo.
This
is a setting the bar for Leo's mama.
Leo's mama.
What are you doing
to
drive off
together,
Leo?
Get your act together, lady.
Yes.
All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story.